Hello and welcome wherever you are in the world. It's a lovely day for a paradigm shift. Here we explore new possibilities of how to view each other in a way that contributes to a kinder, more compassionate world. Today I'll be talking about is it really necessary for all people to get married and have children? So since this pandemic and also just getting older, I've been thinking more about how much less and less I really need to get married and have children. When I was younger, up to my early 30s, I really thought I wanted to have 4 kids, a dog and a cat, and of course a partner. And that was just like my go-to thing every time people would ask me, you know, what are my plans for the future? What do I want in life? And I think back then I was just like in the matrix, you know, just of, kind of like the typical 1950s picket fence family dream. And, that's the kind of thing that was always popular in a lot of movies and TV shows, to desire those things, family, kid, and house. And that was just like the main thing that most people, as a millennial, I'd say, in my generation, were kind of trained and programmed to want, just like our parents before us and, their parents before them. And I think that particularly with Generation X, that it really created a cultural shift, like with the hippies and, the big computer companies becoming popular, Macintosh and Microsoft, in the 80s and so on, that it just changed the game and changed what was possible in terms of work, productivity, meeting people online, having more options. Apps becoming popular in the 2000s, especially 2010s, and it just changed how we work and what we had access to in terms of information from the internet and options for people to meet worldwide online. And I think that having so much more awareness, options, information gave us more flexibility in terms of fulfillment and, being able to make money online and being able to meet and engage with so many people online. And I just think that having all of these extra options online, digitally, on one hand is kind of overwhelming, but on the other hand kind of makes it easier to get your gratification in so many ways, in terms of connecting and engagement and earning potential. So it's just changed. The world has just changed, and change is change. So I think that has also changed what I value and what I feel I personally need as an individual to feel fulfilled. And if it happens for me, cool. If I do happen to meet that, like, a special person who makes me reconsider this and actually seems like somebody I could stand to live with for a long period of time, and like somebody who seems like they'd be a good partner for me, who could keep me grounded and calm, and who's like chill, low maintenance, not needy, gives me my personal space, my independence to work on my projects and earn my own money the way that I want to, in my own free-spirited, flexible way. If I do meet that, special treasure in the world, and it's genuine and it really has that long-term potential, it's like, I don't know, maybe I could go back to some version of my previous dreams to have a partner, like a life partner and offspring. I mean, I definitely want at least one fur baby, at least a cat, if not also a dog. But, I'm just like so happy single. I'm so happy being independent and free and having so much flexibility with my schedule and so much freedom to explore different subjects, learn different things, work on different projects, create all kinds of content and products and online, digital products. Like, I'm already so happy, and I still truly believe and know that I could die happy single. There's no doubt about that. Do all people really have to get married and have kids? It just, is so expensive. The wedding, the engagement, the jewelry, the occasion, the festivities, and then, like, if you have kids, then you have to deal with, extra health expenses. You need to buy more food, more bills, tuition for school. It's just like a whole nother world, and I just think, like, we're already so overpopulated. I think recently I heard that we're reaching now 8 billion people globally, because we have the technology and the, medical and scientific information and supplements and things to live longer. Like, we're already surviving so much longer than before. Is having the same dream for all people in the world, every single person, to get married and have kids really necessary? I think that more and more people are choosing to remain, single or just to have partners but no children. In a way to have responsibility for the environment and its resources, and to make sure that, we don't strip the earth of more resources than necessary, than what it requires to stay in balance. And with climate change and all of these natural disasters happening worldwide, I mean, in the San Francisco Bay Area where I live, it's like so humid where it used to be super foggy and dry and kind of cooler. And like, this is just some of the hottest weather I've ever been in where I live, and I've lived here my whole life. So, maybe it's not so bad not having kids. Maybe it is actually kind of socially and environmentally responsible and considerate. I don't want to shame people who do have the dream to have kids. Like, if it is in you to have kids, you have the patience, you have the compassion, the consideration, you're a good teacher, like, you have it in you, by all means, like, procreate, do what makes you happy, fulfill, excuse me, fulfill your calling. I just question if that calling is realistic for every single person, because not everyone's patient, not everyone has the time, energy, or patience, not everyone has it in them to, really raise children and, in a responsible way, in a kind way, and that has created a lot of unhappy people who grow up and become bullies because they don't have the fairy tale happy family that we have been programmed to see in media. And, some people feel entitled to it because this is the programming that they are taught through movies and television shows, that everyone is supposed to, quote unquote, have this perfect happy family that's supposed to be there for you. But people are people, and people are imperfect by nature. We are human beings. We are not gods. We are mortal, not immortal. You know what I'm saying? So it's just not going to be perfect. And some people handle that better than others. And some people really don't like that. And some people just, I don't know, like, they grow up in an environment that does not teach them how to handle things that don't go their way in a healthy way. And that becomes dangerous for everyone else who is around them as they struggle with imperfection and not having a family life that they are fulfilled with or feel supported by, or that teaches them healthy coping mechanisms for their mental health. And it's like, should they have, had a family? Should they have been in this family? Yeah, these are the things I consider a lot of times when I think about my future, and does it really require a partner or offspring? And I think a lot of it is just like me also having a family that was very human and imperfect and did not have great communication skills when it came to conflict and resolving it or trying to. There's just a lot of arguing, anger, power struggles, opposition, not a lot of compromise in terms of trying to understand each other's beliefs. And I am specifically speaking about my parents. Like, they really did their best, but they were total opposites. And I think, they married later in life for their time. And I think they found each other to be kind of each other's kind of final hope in having this family dream that was popular in society during their time in the 1950s. And I love both of my parents. I appreciate the experience of being human and having these life lessons and these karmic experiences to learn things. I'm being very cerebral right now about my life and my existence, but I kind of have to be because my childhood was difficult, and it was difficult as a human being just to witness two other human beings who, brought life to me argue so much as I grew up. It was to the point where, like, I at one point when I was like in the fifth grade, I gave my mom permission to divorce my dad, because I saw how unhappy they were, and it's just like, logically, why would you stay in a situation you're unhappy with? It's just so clear. It was just so clear to me. But they both grew up in a very traditional, conventional time, and so I understand why they stuck it out, sort of. They made it work to the best of their ability, but it was with a lot of pain, and it was with a lot of conflict, and not a lot of like understanding each other, and that has definitely shaped the way I've seen like even just relationships, and I just question it's really for me, if it really has to be for me or anyone. And also, I would say the older I get, the more stories I hear of people, especially like heterosexual women, feeling unhappy and unfulfilled and many times unsafe, like just kind of marrying for the sake of marriage, marrying for the sake of societal acceptance and expectations. And there are a lot of women that whose stories I've read and heard where they just feel trapped, and they feel controlled by these men who feel like, now I own you, now I am in control of your life, and you have to do what I say, or uh-oh, we're gonna get divorced, and stigma, and oh, you're gonna look bad, and you're gonna look broken. And it's like, and as if the men in these marriages aren't gonna look broken too. I mean, the stigma isn't as strong for them as it is for women, that's for sure. But I mean, they get the record too, they get that on their record too, that they get divorced from, that they are men who are men that women don't want to stay with and want to divorce, so it looks bad on them too. And I never want to feel trapped. I never excuse me, want to feel imprisoned. I just also recovered from a horrible cold that lasted me 2 weeks, And it's been 2 years since I gotten sick, and this last cold that I got felt like the first cold I've ever gotten, and I had a horrible headache that felt like a sharp boulder in my head for 2 weeks. I am still working out and purging like mucus and phlegm and post-nasal drip, so I apologize for these random coughs. But yeah, so that's where I'm coming from today. Yeah, but yeah, I don't want to be controlled. I'm too free-spirited for that shit. Gosh, if I ever met someone, if I ever met a man I wanted to be with, he really would have to be laid back, really compassionate, really kind, considerate, really flexible and accommodating to my personality. That's just, there's just no negotiating that. And that's why, like, I'm like, I don't know, maybe I'll just like end up single for the rest of my life, and that might not be a bad thing. But yeah, it would have to be like someone really genuine, really special, and considerate of my feelings, and who could really love and honor who I am and not want to change a thing. Someone who could really accept that I like to control my life, and that, that's it. That's it. And I would give them the same freedom too, like, do your thing, pursue your goals and your projects, explore, learn, go on adventures, have your personal time, have your time with your friends and your family. I have plenty of things to do. Like, I will never be bored. I will never really need to be in constant contact with anyone. Yeah, I'm just free-spirited. So I think I'd need to be with someone very similar to me who would have that understanding. And gosh, I even question, like, if I even ever dated again, like, how often would I even really want to invest? How much time would I really actually desire to be in that person's company? And how much would it interfere with my projects? Or is there a way it could work? Maybe we meet once a week? I don't know. Is that even dating? Is that even a relationship? Or is it just more like a just a platonic friendship? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there's someone for everyone if you want someone. I don't know. I'm just, it's just not a big deal for me. It's not something I have to have. And I would want, if I had more company in my life, I would want them to be the same. And it's no big deal, and it's nothing personal. I don't want to be with someone who's needy and who needs like daily contact. I don't know. Gosh, if I had daily contact with someone, like, I haven't had that for a while because of the pandemic. And my own choices, to be honest. But gosh, it would just have to be someone who's not that needy. It would have to be a really special connection that does not feel needy and codependent, and I do not want to feel anchored down at all by anyone in any way. So I don't even know. I don't even know if that's an option for me. Are there people out there like that who would still find value in staying connected in some way, even if it's like maybe once a month or something? I have some friends where we hear from each other once a year, and it's still good for us. Oh my gosh. It's just a different kind of vibe, It's not bad. It's not less than people who really have the energy for daily contact with every single person they know. It's just a different vibe, and it's very spacious. Very understanding. It's just whatever it is at any moment. It doesn't follow any conventional rules. Let me see what's next on my list here. Let's see. think I've already just covered everything naturally. Oh, wait. Okay. So, another reason why I question if I even want to have kids is that I am nearly 40. And, there's that whole timing thing. I don't care about the clock, obviously. But it's like, if I were to have kids, scientifically, medically, my chances are becoming slimmer as I get older, that the child will be born like healthy. And sure, you could have a young, couple that have kids that still have health issues when they're born. Technically anything is possible at any age. but yeah, when you're older, like those chances of health issues are supposed to be higher. So I'm like, do I want to risk it? It would put my body through so much stress for 9 freaking months. I have so many projects and content that I want to create. And I'm just like really coming into my power and my confidence just, like just now in my life. There are women who experience health issues from being pregnant or postpartum, side effects that sometimes last for the rest of their lives. Some women die from giving birth. Do I really want to risk that? It really takes up a lot of your time and a lot of your energy. And it's sort of like if you're someone who's creative like me, you're already giving birth to so many things, to so many projects, books, creations. You have so many other types of babies than human babies, right? Like right now I'm like pregnant with a book and I'm editing it and I'm getting ready to give birth to that. Hopefully sometime this year, knock on wood. So there's that. When you give birth, you essentially have to like stop your life for at least 18 years until that baby's like ready to take care of itself. And it's like, do I really want to do that? Am I in a place where I really have that space in my life and that desire to do that, to put the projects that I've been holding back for so long that I'm finally now working on, on the back burner even longer? And I'm like, not really. If I somehow like turbocharge my progress and somehow create everything in a really fast amount of time, and I think I still have like the energy and the, I don't know, the, yeah, just like the energy in me to have a child afterwards anyway, maybe, but it's like not something I really want to rush. I'm really enjoying the process of creating my projects and writing my book, and I'll probably write other books, and just there's just so much I'm creating already. There's so many babies I'm pregnant with creatively. I have that sort of birthing and energetically pregnant fulfillment going on already, and I'm so excited for what I'm going to create. Sorry if you hear that car alarm. I'm just at home here. And another thing, going back to the idea of marriage, it's like even if you make it down the aisle, it does not guarantee a lifetime of uninterrupted happiness and fulfillment. I just have too many friends at this point who have told me how unhappy they were married and how their husbands were abusive and controlling and just horrible communicators and didn't respect their boundaries. It's like there are just no guarantees no matter what. So I'm like, well, why invest so much time and money into something that is not even guaranteed? Or maybe they get into an accident, they pass on, or you pass on. It's just like anything can happen. So like to bind ourselves to just like one life path and to assume that cookie cutter life path is for like every unique individual person on this planet is unrealistic. It is just unrealistic. So that's like kind of where I am with that, and that's how I honestly feel. And I share this to just validate these feelings. I'm sure I'm not the only one feeling this way these days, especially since the pandemic, you know, as cliche as it's sort of become to say, I mean, it really shook the world and society, and we are all questioning the old paradigms, and we are all desiring more options to be happy and fulfilled, and that is why I have this paradigm shifting podcast. I just want to validate this perspective, because it is one, and I have heard other people express similar feelings, and I'm just here contributing to, you know, a new world. I'm not saying everyone has to adopt this, you know, way of thinking. I'm just adding to the old paradigm. I don't need the old paradigm to completely die out. I just need it. I would just like for it to expand. I would like for it to incorporate more perspectives. And I personally feel it can exist. You know, it can coexist with this new world that we are developing. I think it's unrealistic to just assume that everything has to just be one way. I think that different times and different generations bring about different trends that become popular for that time, and they get recycled about every 20 years, just like fashion. It just becomes vintage, you know, it comes back. It comes back in some way, because it's about balance. And we've had the old conservative, you know, traditional materialistic viewpoint, you know, rule for the past, you know, at least 10 to 20 years. And it's about time for a paradigm shift and to switch over to a more liberated, flexible, free-loving, we know, world, to have that balance and kind of go back and forth with that. But I mean, it would be interesting if we could achieve a true state of balance and a full acceptance of, you know, all trends and all possibilities at any given time, and we could just remain balanced and fulfilled no matter what lifestyle and beliefs we choose, without, you know, having to fully get rid of, fully, like, 100% get rid of, you know, one way of thinking and living. And we can all just accept each other. We can all just, you know, yeah, coexist. It doesn't have to, you know, change doesn't have to be a threat. And differences also don't have to be threatening. Hopefully one day we will all just build more self-confidence and more tolerance and acceptance of differences that challenge us. And just, regardless of what's popular, stick to what is true for ourselves as individuals. And just be happy, you know, regardless of what you choose. You know, be happy without the need to convert, without the need to control others. As long as no one is, like, doing life-threatening things, nobody is, like, trying to, like, get rid of anyone or any entire group of people unnecessarily, you know. Yeah, it's like, you know, why not? Just like my dad used to say, why not? So yeah, just throwing it out there, because why not? And maybe me sharing this perspective can, you know, just put it out there into the universe, and maybe someone else will connect with it and share that perspective, maybe start their own podcast, maybe they have a channel or a social media account of their own, and they can put the word out there too, and just kind of, you know, just expand our options. We don't have to get rid of anything. We can just have more options in terms of how to live our lives and be accepted. So thank you for listening. You know, if you would like to support me, I am also on YouTube, but my YouTube channel is Powerful Asian Paradigm Shifter. That's more for spiritual, philosophical content and, like, tarot readings. It's a new thing. I have like two videos on it. It's building. Another update I would say is that I have also gotten a part-time job. So, I'm paying the bills. My creative projects are going at the pace that they can go at. It's not super regular, but I am building my content as I am able to, as I am adjusting and learning new skills at my new job. But yeah, if you'd like to support me in my mission to shift the paradigm for a more kind and compassionate world, you may contribute to my online tip jar at buymeacoffee.com/lovelyday, FAPS. And I do believe at the bottom of this podcast, there should be a link to it. You can also shop my Threadless merch online shop at teresaalabada.threadless.com. So, thank you for listening. Remember, just because things are the way they are for now, does not mean it has to be this way forever. If you're alive, you have time to change, turn things around, and contribute to a positive impact and positive future for yourself and the world. Thank you again, and I'll catch you at the next episode. Be well.